From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A South Korean official said today Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula, a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Korea expert Troy Stangeron spoke with VOA about the U.S. flyover.
I think this is an appropriate response. What we've done is we've essentially taken and demonstrated to North Korea that we do remain committed to the defense of both South Korea and Japan, and that we have the means with which to take and defend them should North Korea decide to utilize its growing nuclear program for an attempt to take and either cause provocations on the peninsula or some other type of disruption to either South Korea or Japan.
Sunday's U.S. bomber flight came hours after North Korea leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as a self-defense against the United States-led imperialist. Pakistan hosting today a meeting of the top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials. They hope to set up the stage for resuming peace talks between Kabul, the government there, and the Taliban. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he's optimistic about the four-nation effort. Meantime, Taliban officials have not clearly stated the group is ready to come to the table for talks. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party has warned its members that it is the prerogative of the incumbent president, Egu Lungu, to choose his vice presidential running mate before the August 11th elections. Some of the aspiring candidates have threatened to quit the party if they are not chosen. The Patriotic Front warned members not to engage in acts that could divide the party. This is VOA News. The U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran on Sunday, describing the discussions as useful ahead of peace talks later this month. De Mistura said Iran had assured him that its diplomatic row with rival Saudi Arabia would not affect the Syrian peace talks. Indiana University scholar Abdul Qader Sino says the talks are on track, but likely won't be successful.
The opposition is incredibly fragmented in Syria, and there are many spoilers. And the regime itself would rather gain time because time is working in its favor right now.
These talks to begin on January the 25th. In an opinion article in today's New York Times newspaper, Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif said Saudi Arabia has to choose between supporting extremists and promoting sectarian hatred or being a constructive player in promoting stability in the Middle East. Past year has brought an increase in tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Two regional powers stand on opposite sides of the conflicts in Syria and Yemen. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the missile attack Sunday in northern Yemen that killed at least four people at a hospital supported by the aid group Doctors Without Borders, also known by the French acronym MSF. Teresa San Cristobal is with MSF.
For this hospital, this concrete hospital, is the third time that this attack. For MSF, is the third time that we are attacked in general as a medical facility. I would like to reiterate that we are not the only hospitals that they have been hit.
MSF says an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition destroyed one of its hospitals in October and December. Another airstrike led by Saudi Arabia took care of a health center in Taiz, wounding nine people. Tuesday, President Obama will deliver his final State of the Union address of his presidency. No one knows what he plans to say, but many observers believe he'll devote much of his attention to the crises in the Middle East, including the Islamic State insurgency. VOA will cover that address. You can get updates on when all of that will happen at voanews.com. The official Twitter account for singer David Bowie reporting today that Bowie has died after an 18-month battle with cancer. The tweet said Bowie died peacefully, surrounded by his family.
Who's in the best-selling show? Is there life on Mars?
The British rock and roll legend had turned 69 on Friday, which coincided with the release of Black Star, his 25th studio album. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.